Well, everybody, I'm following up on my newly discovered path for understanding just how I and people like me have done so well with Parkinson's. We all know exercise is critical. I mean, that's old news now. But what differences else can happen by virtue of the individual? I want to go back and quote both Hippocrates and Sir William Osler, described by many as the father of American medicine. The quote is, "Don't tell me what disease the patient has. Tell me what patient has the disease." Were they, those two men, 2,000 years apart, were addressing is that you can have the same disease and yet people have remarkably different courses with the illness. What is the difference? And that's where they say, I want to know which patient has the disease. And I think that we have to look at ourselves with Parkinson's and ask, which patient am I? By virtue of the fact that you're listening to me, you probably fall in the better category. Better meaning more likely to use your mind positively to influence the course of your illness. As I have been talking about for some time and want to continue to hammer home, the issue really is the set of thoughts, beliefs, and experiences that occupy your mind. Now, of course, they are in various degrees in a variety of structures in the brain, such as the amygdala, the hippocampus, and other parts of the limbic system, and the cerebral cortex. So this mindset is not a simple matter, and understanding your own mindset is far from a simple matter. And I'll tell you very frankly, to understand your mindset requires a lot of work. I think that because all television shows are either half or a full hour, and an awful lot of reading is shorter than that, that we've had a tendency to get a little passive and want our information digested for us in smaller packets. But if you're going to understand the nature of your mindset, and in order to shift your mind, you're going to have to study a lot more. And it is not for the faint of heart. It's not for those people who don't want to read, because it takes a lot. It's not for people who have dementia, because they won't be able to incorporate it. But if you're a person that has a mind that wants to learn and a mind that believes that what is manifested in that mind will change the course of your illness, then you and I are in the right position to talk. So this is the direction I'm taking the series of talks that I'm going to be providing. More talks than they're always conversations with me. But in any case, I want to explore with you what I have read, what I have studied, what I have found, and invite you to do the same. The next podcast I'm going to have, I will discuss a book at a time and tell you what I got out of it and what you might get out of it. And then we'll talk about how you can understand yourself without necessarily having to see a therapist. And again, the objective of a therapist is a little different than our objective, because a therapist is going to work with your psychology and your personal history and, in some cases, the brain biology. Whereas what we're working with right now is focused. It's what can you do with what's in your mind brain? Would it be able to change the experience and course of a disease process like Parkinson's that many people think is etched in stone? There are enough instances of people doing well with this illness that is not explained any other way. If you're interested in going on this trip with me, I'll be talking to you about a number of books that will point out other outcomes and other ways of getting there. An interesting observation that I have is that, especially the people who are frequenting what I do and similar things on the internet and follow Michael J. Fox Foundation and all, there is an abundance of educational material about Parkinson's disease, in-depth discussions of new research, and all kinds of things similar. But what I will do if you come along with me on this is we're not going to be working with Parkinson's as much as we're going to be working with your mind, because it's the patient that I'm interested in, the person with Parkinson's, not the disease itself. And I think that a preoccupation with all of the medical aspects of the disease fixes a mindset that is actually not very productive, because you keep hearing the refrain, we're looking for the cure, we're going to do this, and this study showed this. You're externally focused on the illness process, where I'm talking about now becoming internally focused. I'm talking about becoming internally focused on what you do with all of this. So that's what I have to say today, and I'm going to be on my schedule trying to do this 3 times a week and keeping my time short so that you will get through it and not have to abandon it. So please do well, do good works, and I'll talk to you real quick. Bye.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.